Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Welcome to Solomon's Porch. Solomon's Porch is the free weekly podcast offered by Dr. Stephen C. Smith, author of The House of the Lord, an immensely popular book with the first edition that sold out less than 1 month after its release in August of 2017. The House of the Lord has not only captured the attention of Catholics, but also Protestant and Orthodox Christians, Jewish believers, and others throughout the world. Solomon's Porch is an extension of The Outer Court, a growing community of people who are seeking God's temple presence as revealed in Scripture, manifest through the Church, and lived out in today's world. You are invited to join The Outer Court community at facebook.com/The Outer Court. And now, here is best-selling author and biblical scholar, Dr. Stephen C. Smith.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to our inaugural podcast. This is episode zero, but it's going to be anything but a zero because we're going to be talking about the outer court itself. I'm going to talk to you about what we want this community to be, what we're committed to, what we're all about. And in this inaugural podcast, I want to then lay out the five pillars of the outer court. And as our announcer said, if you're not familiar with the outer court, then one of the things I want you to do after this podcast is over is indeed to listen to the advice and get over to the outer court. It's very easy to find. We're on Facebook. So you just need to go to facebook.com/theoutercourt. And there you'll see really everything that we're up to, including this podcast, as well as a book discussion group. And so people have been asking me, well, how do I get in the book discussion group? I've liked the Outer Court page. I'm following it. But you also need to request an invite to be in the House of the Lord group. And of course, we will accommodate that and invite you right in. It's just a process, that procedure that we need you to go through. So once you do that, then you'll be able to contribute to the conversation and follow it and really be a full participating member. Okay, so today in this inaugural podcast, episode zero, I want to just lay out what are the five pillars of the outer court. And I think these would really apply to really to any faith-filled community, any community of people seeking God and seeking to do so together in a way that is healthy and life-giving. So here they are. Let me first tell you what they are. There's five of them, and then I'll unpack each one of them. So here are our five pillars. Pillar number one, the outer court is a safe place. The outer court is a safe place. Pillar number two, the outer court is a social place. Pillar number three, the outer court is a studious place. Pillar number four, the outer court is a sacred place. And pillar number five, the outer court is a sending place. So you can, just by way of summary, the outer court is a safe, social, studious, sacred, and sending place. That's what we're all about. So now let me tell you just a little bit about each one of these. Beginning with the first pillar, the outer court is a safe place. Here's what that means above all. We welcome you in. We aspire to be an invitational community, regardless of your beliefs or background. You will find many different sorts of people in the outer court. And while you may notice that there are a significant number of Roman Catholics, we are not, let me repeat, we are not exclusively a Roman Catholic community of people. You will find Catholics here who are serious and passionate about their faith, including yours truly. But you will meet participants of lots of different backgrounds. And already we have participants that are from backgrounds that are Jewish, Protestant, and evangelical Christians, as well as others as well. There are no special requirements other than an abundance of goodwill. And we follow the three C's, as it were. That is to say, courtesy, curiosity, and above all, charity to all who enter in. Now, if you think about the court of the Gentiles in Jesus' day, and especially Solomon's porch, which was really the transitional point between really beyond the temple and then the temple proper, stepping into the court of the Gentiles, was this porched series of rooms or hall. And that was what Solomon's porch was. And the court of the Gentiles with it was a place that welcomed men and women, Jew and Greek. It was a place where there was cultural diversity and a sharing of resources and values. And we want to live up to that vision. I've said in different places that one of the inspirations for the outer court community was Pope Benedict XVI, who during his pontificate called the Catholic Church to promote a new court of the Gentiles, by which he meant a place where the church would globally reach out to those beyond the walls of the church, to scientists and even people that might describe themselves as atheists or agnostics, so that the church would be in a robust and healthy engagement of issues with people from those backgrounds, a new court of the Gentiles. Now, what we're doing is in some ways trying to aspire to that call of Pope Benedict, and I think it's a terrific charge for us to follow. As I said, respect is going to be huge here. This is going to be a place where goodwill is highly valued and in fact expected of everyone. We want to give people the benefit of the doubt in this community. There's not going to be labeling. There's absolutely going to be no politicking, whether we're talking about Washington-style politics or church politics. And I'm confident that you'll find that our regular participants, those that are really participating on a regular basis, are going to set the right tone. And we're going to expect everyone to kind of live that out as best as possible. As I said, the three C's. We want to be courteous, curious, and charitable towards one another. There's a great theological saying that's attributed to Saint Anselm, and it's called faith seeking understanding. That's what we're going to be about, faith seeking understanding. Now, for those of us here that are Roman Catholics, I want to assure you that doesn't mean in any ways watering down or diluting our Catholic faith. As I said, we're proud, we're passionate about that. But we are going to respect others that have different backgrounds as well. So we can make a commitment to those of you who are here and you're visiting and you're not Catholic. Are we going to respect you? Absolutely, yes. That's what my expectations are of everyone, beginning with myself, and I want to expect that and hold everyone to that standard. So we're not going to try to, as the saying goes, proselytize you. We're not going to throw you into the Tiber River and ask you to swim across, right, and become Catholic. I always say to my evangelical and Protestant friends in particular, what I'm interested in, when someone says, hey, are you trying to convert me to become a Catholic? And I say, no, those sorts of matters are far beyond my ability. That's up to the Holy Spirit. I certainly am very proud of my Catholic faith, and I will share and answer any questions I can that you have about it and engage in an honest discussion about that. But what I want is your spiritual growth. What I want is the best for you. that you would have a very robust and lively and healthy Christian life. And that goes whether you're evangelical and Protestant or Jewish or from any other background as well. And we want to be a resource in that respect. So that is our first value, our first pillar. But there are four more. Let's talk about the others. Well, pillar number two, the outer court is a social place. Obviously, we exist in the space of social media. So if you're looking for where the outer court is, we're not in Pennsylvania or Chicago or New York or Los Angeles or Australia. We're, well, we could be in any of those places. It's wherever we live and gather, because we gather through the miracle, as it were, of cyberspace. And so we aspire to be the very best of what social media, I believe, can do, and that is to connect people together for meaningful encounter and life-giving encounter. So we want to be a life-giving community, a dynamic community, animated by joy, connection, collaboration. And we want to strive to build authentic bonds, bonds of friendship and bonds of peace, even as we welcome those who are just visiting or passing through. We gather around Christ and with his Spirit seek to transform any ordinary moment into a shower of grace among us. Not because we're in and among ourselves able to do that, but because we believe when God is present, he does amazing things. He is the cornerstone of our community that unites, guards, and guides us as we journey together. Well, that's a big value here. We want to really live up to the very best of being a social community. So let me say a few more words about that. We really want to support one another. We want to study with one another and enjoy one another. We really want to have the right spirit here, again, of welcoming, of goodwill, of faith-seeking understanding, as I said in the first pillar. And we want to try to deepen that community. I believe that deep community is possible in a very human way if we bring our best selves. We want to be invitational, inviting others, spreading the word. We want to have a generous disposition towards what we're learning, towards God, but also towards one another. We want to be a joy-filled place. And we want it to be a place in which we're doing these things in such a way that everyone who's there feels like they have value, something to contribute. No matter what their background is, you don't have to be a graduate student. You don't have to be a student at all. There's no age requirement. And so we want to gather people from really across the spectrum that are interested in seeking God's temple presence. And so pillar number two, in a sense, if I can give you an analog or a word picture, it would be sort of a noisy bar and grill in the best sense of the word, right? We're there, we're munching on burgers, and we're enjoying one another's company. There's lots of, it's noisy and lively, and there's laughter and discussion going on. Okay, so that's what we want. And that's pillar number two. Now, pillar number three, lest you think that the outer court is simply just a noisy bar and grill, let me give you another word picture for pillar number three. The outer court is a studious place. So think of the most beautiful library you've ever been in. You know, if you think of, like, I don't know, the New York Public Library or wherever you have a big library, you know, it's dim and they've got all those green lights and everyone's arrayed at tables with big towers of books around them and they're deep in study. Okay, we're not just the bar and grill, we're also that image of the library as well. Here's what I mean. We aspire to be a learning community, not satisfied with mere knowledge, but desiring holy wisdom and divine truth. Together, we seek his glorious temple presence in Scripture, both Old and New Testament, in the Hebrew Scriptures and in the New Testament, in the church and in the world and in our lives. And that begins with sacred Scripture. We are too often trapped in a world of superficiality. And so we desire to be change agents in our world. People who put out into the deep, as Jesus himself said in Luke's gospel, duc et ultim, Latin for put out into the deep, Luke chapter 5, verse 4. And so, yes, through rigorous study, reflection, and engaging conversation, we seek to grow closer to the living temple, to the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. John 1:14. And so again, there's plenty of ways to do that. How exactly are you going to study on Facebook? Well, it's not so much that you're going to study on Facebook. You're going to study with us. And that's going to be the place, your point of contact, where we talk about these wonderful ideas and truths together. And there's a lot of ways to do that. Let me just name a couple. First, if you haven't done so already and you're just coming to this podcast new and you're like, hey, what's this all about? And I like the podcast. It sounds like great values, great community. You got to, once again, go to the Outer Court community to get connected to us, right? That's on facebook.com/theoutercourt, all one word. That's the first thing. When you get there, like and follow the page. That way, you'll be able to find it easily. I would also recommend bookmarking it, right? Whether it's in your smartphone or whether it's in your computer, like and follow the page, bookmark it. Secondly, you need to show up. It's not just enough to visit the page once, and then only listen to the podcast and check out of the community. In that sense, I would say you're not really a part of the community yet. You're still just kind of passing through from time to time. So you need to show up there. Well, how often is up to you, right? And we'll deal with Lent when we get to Lent. I'm going to pray about how to help people who are doing like Facebook fast during Lent, but we're a long way off from that at this point. But maybe there's a way of just bookmarking just our page so you don't technically wander around on Facebook, but continue because we're going to be here during Lent. So show up, engage, ask questions, be a part of the book discussion. Now, for many of you who've just come across this, you may not yet have the book. You're like, oh, this sounds really great. You'd want to pick up the book, which is called The House of the Lord. I'm the author, Dr. Stephen C. Smith. You can find it easiest ways at Amazon.com. Just go to Amazon and type The House of the Lord, Dr. Stephen Smith, and it'll come up. Grab a copy of the book. And then in terms of your interaction and study with us, it's not enough just to go to the Outer Court. Look for that tab that's called Groups. Click on that and you'll see the group called House of the Lord Book Discussion. And you want to ask to be invited into that, and we'll of course do so, but you need to take that necessary step. You're not committed to anything. There's no cost for the Outer Court, or there's no grades, there's no assignments as such, there's no fee for being in the book discussion. No one's going to come and give you an F if you don't show up for one particular week. But it's a way to help give you some continuity and accountability in going through this book. We're just starting in September of 2017. And we're going to continue on into 2018. So if you don't have the book yet, you haven't missed really anything. We're just getting going. And it's in that House of the Lord book discussion where there will be weekly conversations around a chapter of the House of the Lord. And these podcasts are going to facilitate and introduce chapters. So for example, Episode 1 is going to deal with some foundational principles for studying Scripture. And then we'll move from there into the introduction of the book in Chapter 1, Chapter 2. And there's 21 chapters, so we're going to be here for a while. And let's see if there's anything else I want to say about that. So the House of the Lord book discussion is kind of our sub-community within the community, if that makes sense, right? You need to make sure you sign up for both the Outer Court community and also the page. You have to actually ask for an invitation into the House of the Lord group. We're not going to add people in, as I've said before. I really don't like when people add me into groups. I'm always like, oh, I've joined four groups this week. I didn't even know that I did, because we're not into that, right? That's no fun to me. I'm not going to, just to get a bunch of numbers right up there. We want people who want to be there. The House of the Lord book discussion will follow week-to-week discussions of the book itself. There is a calendar. If you go under files within the book discussion, you'll see it says files as well as photographs. And under either of those tabs, files or photos, you will find a House of the Lord fall calendar that begins in September, goes all the way through December, and then we'll have another one up for 2018 that'll go all the way through, you know, probably the late spring, even early summer. Okay, and that will show you exactly what you're to read. So just really quickly, how that works is we begin today. Today is week one. If you're catching this today or sometime in the week of September 10th, This is week one. And so it's going to be a real easy week. All we're going to do is talk about the forward of the book. So if you don't have that, you can still follow along, right, as while you're ordering your copy. And we're also going to just talk about why we're happy to be here and all that. Well, all that is listed right in the calendar, which is, again, on the page. And then you'll have some homework for next week. And so for next week, you want to listen to podcast episode one, which is coming up right after this one, which talks about the seven principles for Catholic scripture study. And that will line you up for next week. And there's a file on the House of the Lord page, that has a document, a two-page document that it goes over these seven principles. Okay, that's how it will work. So jump in. Like the page, follow the page. Make sure you listen to the podcast, which will be right here. We're also going to get it up on iTunes. It's really important to be conversing with what's happening. Listen to the podcast, follow the calendar. Heck, I say download that calendar so you know where we're at all times. And I'll be here. I'll be doing these podcasts every week, and I'll be doing a little video, just quick little video, live video kind of summaries at the end of each week. Hey, I heard you guys had a great discussion. Here are some of the big questions that have been coming up. Let me try to address two or three of those, okay? All right, let's move on. Number three, the third pillar. First one, the outer court is a safe place. Second one, the outer court is a social place. Third one, very important, which we just did one. We're up to four. The third one, the outer court, is a studious place, right? So we're up to number four, and that is the outer court is a sacred place. The outer court is a sacred place. We aspire to be a holy community, not content to stay in the outer court alone, but to ascend up further up and further in, as C.S. Lewis has famously said. Where? Well, into the inner courts, towards the holy place itself. We believe that, of course, we're made for eternity, not just for the here and now. And we long to see God face to face, even as we experience his temple presence in the here and now today. And so for Catholics in particular in our midst, we believe that the liturgy is the source and summit of our lives, and specifically the Holy Eucharist, communion, through which we receive the true temple, Jesus himself, the Lamb of God. But for everyone, Catholic or no matter what background, what we want to cultivate is spiritual growth and human growth, authentic spiritual growth and authentic human growth. And we are going to be marked, too, by intercessory prayer. We're going to be a community that prays for one another. As if you're listening to this podcast, you know that Hurricane Irma is bearing down on all of our friends in Florida and along the eastern coast, and we want to be praying for them. It's a great example. So if you meet people that are from the east coast or affected in any way by this hurricane, you want to be praying for them. We don't want to forget the previous one, Harvey, as well. So this can be a great, tremendous opportunity to do so. So this is going to be a place where we really promote and foster intimacy with God, authentic spiritual growth, and authentic human growth. Because we believe as we grow spiritually, we also grow in terms of our own human formation and human development as well. So we're going to love the scriptures. We're going to lift up the scriptures. We're going to try to seek them out in our lives. Okay, so that's the fourth pillar. And let me move on to our last pillar. The last pillar of this community is that the outer court is a sending place. This is a really important and I think unique one of our community. We're not just a holy huddle. Let me say that again. We have no desire simply to be a holy huddle, a clique of religious people. That doesn't interest me, and I don't think it interests most of the people that I've encountered that are coming into the outer court. A big theme in the House of the Lord book is sending, right? God sent Adam and Eve, called them to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. As you'll learn about in this book, that is what I call the first great commission. And it's not simply about human fertility, although it is about that, right? He did call them to be fruitful and multiply, to make babies, as it were. But that fertility is also spiritual and theological, as well as physical. Adam and Eve were called from the very beginning to take this holiness that they were given as a gift from God in the Temple of Eden and spread that over the face of the earth. Now, we know that the story of how each of them together failed in that mission, right? And so they were cut off from the Tree of Life, cut off from the temple. And so paradoxically, the ones who were called to really defend and care for the garden temple, to see that it kept its holiness, its uniqueness, its special quality, and then bring it out to the world, they themselves were cut off from that Tree of Life, cut off from Eden, excommunicated, as it were. And so Israel in Scripture follows a long path of being called to holiness, but also struggling, right, with it. Just as we in the Christians today struggle with that. We don't always live up to that potential of holiness that we're called to be. We constantly are in need of God's grace. Nevertheless, we're going to be ascending community. Jesus said, right, to his apostles, as the Father has sent me, so also I send you. I send you, right? He told his apostles in the Great Commission, go and make disciples of all nations. He is the new Adam. So when he said that, there is a kind of a resonance of what God originally told the first man, the first Adam, right? Be fruitful and multiply. What Jesus, the new Adam, does is he takes that first commission, which was unfortunately thwarted, really, in many ways, from its full potential because of Adam and Eve's own sinfulness, right? So Jesus Christ is the new Adam who indeed we follow and who calls his apostles, calls the church, calls all of us into that sending mode. So we aspire to be not a holy huddle, but an outward community. Not content to stay in the comfort zone of the outer court. And not only those who go in and seek holiness in the near the holy place, right? But to go out beyond the temple, to reach out to others, to spread the temple treasures, right? First and foremost, the encounter we have with God's own glorious presence that we are ourselves know we're fortunate to have received, having been touched by his grace and by his glory. We seek to be a humble and grateful community, humbled and in awe of his holy presence and his holy glory among us. And so the more we learn, the more we want to feel obliged and grateful to give those truths away as best as we can. So we're going to be ascending community. Meaning we refuse to stubbornly grasp these things tightly in our hands in a possessive way. We want to be rivers, not reservoirs of God's glory. Rivers, not reservoirs of grace. Rivers, not reservoirs of spiritual and scriptural insights. Rivers and reservoirs of God's charity and mercy in the lives of others. So we recognize, really, that the outer court is kind of a threshold place between, you might say, the sacred and the secular. And therefore, we will come to the outer courts, and together we will ascend the mountain of God, the temple of God, up towards the Holy of Holies. And at the same time, we will go out into our own realms, into our own worlds, workplaces, families, communities, schools, to proclaim his glory, his temple presence in our words and above all in our actions. So there you have it. These are the five pillars of the outer court community. We desire and aspire to be a safe place where all are welcome, a social place. So a noisy bar and grill with lots of joyful connection and collaboration. We aspire to be a studious place, to really go deep as we can together and to help one another in rigorous study and prayerful reflection on Scripture and the truths that God reveals to us. We want to set out into the deep together. We want to be, and we aspire to be, a sacred place to respect and honor the encounter that we have together in the outer court and these gifts that we've been given to study Scripture and to get to know one another and support one another in our spiritual journeys. We want to respect those things and see how they integrate with liturgy and prayer, praying for one another. And lastly, we want to be ascending place where we come and eat and drink of Jesus Christ himself, the living temple, that we feast upon truth together, but then that we stubbornly refuse to grasp those things in our hands, and we seek to be rivers of grace and of God's glory flowing through our hands to others around us to share these fruits and graces with others. Will be a safe place, a social place, a studious place, a sacred place, and last but certainly not least, a sending place. This is who we are. We are the Outer Court Community. You can find us on facebook.com/theoutercourt. Make sure that you go there, like and follow the page, and then make sure you request to join the House of the Lord book discussion. Check out the calendar, watch for weekly podcasts, support and love one another, and I think you're going to really enjoy the whole experience. See you next time.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
I learned how many people we could help and how good you feel after you've helped others.
I know Lent is about giving, so I want to give.
These kids are talking about CRS Rice Bowl, a Lenten program known by generations of Catholic families. Children love it because they experience different cultures and gain a lasting impression of the people they are helping. You can bring CRS Rice Bowl into your home and experience the joy of seeing your children or grandchildren find new meaning in Lent. Visit crsricebowl.org to get started.
Rice Bowl inspired me to pray more and to pray for those who are less fortunate.
The Cincinnati Catholic Men's Conference is back. Tickets are on sale now for Saturday, April 28th at the Taft Theater at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. The speaker conference roster is being hailed as one of the best lineups in the country. In rare appearances, come see Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN, the man motivator Father Larry Richards, former Moeller High School and University of Notre Dame head football coach Jerry Faust, and the big celebrity keynote, Baz Rutten, UFC world champion, MMA world champ, and movie star. The conference theme is What It Means to Be a True Christian Man in Today's Society. Don't miss the incredible day of motivation, spiritual benefit, and fellowship with men from all walks of life. Get tickets now at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. That's cincinnatimensconference.com or 513-214-1534. Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.